Thank you all very much.
Let's make some more time,
taking the trouble to come to wish a bunch of spread them.
Let's take the man who's going to be the part of the meeting for our eyes on the issue.
Well, we wish you a merry Easter.
Then we wish that I take a shot out of here.
Yeah.
very well know the sermons you tell me, much as a man that I charge you not. Much as I wish you would tell me, much as a Veda, not Christian.
Еще раз перевод. Ложно, так как он начал Бога и моя цена, что происходило в прошлом, происходит сейчас и произойдет в будущем. Я так как моя цель его существа, меня не знает никто.
Krishna is quite inconceivable.
Поэтому сегодняшнее зрение Кришна очень достижимо.
One time when Srila Prabhupada took a group of devotees to India for the first time, then two of the devotees were having a little argument. One of them was Mother Lisa. They have some difference of color.
Only because they are different, they are
shades. But it doesn't really matter, actually they are the same.
No, I don't think it's in that way, I don't know how many differences
So the other person, Mother Jabuna, she was saying, no, they're not the same.
If you're back then, I thought it was like Mother Jabuna, and I am making it,
She said, Krishna is the only one who enjoys with Srimati
Radharani.
Even Balaram doesn't do that. So like there's some discussion, little bit of an argument with So Ramakrishna Goswami, he decided to take it to Srila Prabhupada. So he told Srila Prabhupada that Mother Teresa says, Krishna and Balaram are the same. There's a difference in color, but it doesn't matter. So, Srila Prabhupada said, yes, he's right. Then Srila Prabhupada Goswami said, but Jamuna says, they're not the same. Because Krishna is the only one who enjoys the Radharani. Prabhupada says she's right. And how Krishna goes on, he said, but Prabhupada, they can't both be right. And as Ramakrishna said, he said, but Prabhupada, how are we meant to understand this?
Prabhupada
said, you decide. In other words, it's okay. You know, for some questions, the correct answer is Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Some things. Like, there's a rule in Hare Bhakti Vilas. That you cannot pick tulsi leaves on Dwarasi.
So when you want to get it right, let's have tulsi in a bush.
Yes. In that day, you can pick tulsi leaves for deity worship, but not on the Dwarasi.
I'm going to be praying for the full moon.
So what do we have to ask Prabhupada? Why? You're the great Dennison?
He was 95, I think.
Oh, that's it. Because Sanatan Goswami says so. In other words, hey, Krishna. Krishna is in many, many ways inconceivable. And here, an example is being given of that.
Is this everyone?
That he knows past, present, and future.
On my cross-translation,
he knows all of us.
On my second,
he knows us better than we know ourselves.
If you think of them, I am a Buddhist and a Tantra.
In a visit, sometimes we do something a little stupid.
As in your era, or from your era, you sort of have such a move around.
Did you ever do anything a little stupid?
We don't have any other books to come into that.
Yes. Very good then. And then sometimes we do something a little stupid and we ask ourselves, why did I do that?
That means I'm not going to check it with the group or to get on the questions to go check it with you.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
I am going to go over this.
Yes, so like this. We forget many things.
That we are going to go on the issue.
And we make certain mistakes.
You said that was a pressure.
We are the four famous defects of the conditioned soul.
You said that you did exist in the Sattva Abhisattva Nishri.
Imperfect senses.
You said that we choose to
make mistakes.
You said that we should keep
propensity to be illusion.
As long as I'm illusion.
Each of the original.
Did you know that?
Yes, cheating, propensity. First of all, we see it something. We see it wrong. We don't see it for what it is. Then we try to analyze it.
If the same guy is going to deal with it.
That wrong perception we try to analyze.
Because I have a material question, it's a shame was created.
But as we analyze it, we make a mistake.
If the same guy is going to deal with it, I'm going to
deal with it. Then we apply that analysis, that understanding, to an illusory concept of reality.
If that's what we're going to have to
just like we were trying to drive here this evening. We were trying to drive here. And there's so much traffic. Just sitting there. So the people are struggling, having difficulty. But Adikata Prabhu, he has spiritual intelligence. He converted his Volga into a helicopter. So we just flew over the top. But if you ever had a helicopter today on the roads,
No.
is. Anyway, so, we, our situation is very difficult. Yes. And we are our own worst enemies. We forget so many things. Here, Prabhupada discusses how we forget, but Krishna does not forget.
Здесь Прабхупада описывает, как мы забываем, но Кришна не забывает.
That our bodies are changing.
Что наше тело, оно меняется.
That our consciousness is attached to the body.
И наше сознание привязано к телу.
But the body changes from day to day.
Но тело меняется от дня, день от дня.
So that yesterday's body is gone.
И вчерашнее тело уходит. Ушло.
And the consciousness which was attached to yesterday's body is also gone.
И сознание, которое было привязано к вчерашнему телу, также ушло.
So therefore, we don't remember very clearly, even more than yesterday.
Поэтому мы не можем вспомнить ясно, что же было даже вчера.
Remember what I talked about on Sunday afternoon? Do you remember what I talked about?
Вы помните, о чем я говорил прошлое воскресенье?
You remember?
Весь вечерний программ.
Сомневаете?
Okay.
I can't even remember now. Now that we've reminded, oh yes. So we are so prone to forget because we're changing bodies and our consciousness is attached to the previous body.
In fact, as long as we're aware of that, наше сознание привязано к телу, и тело меняется.
So therefore we forget, because that body is gone.
Поэтому мы забываем, что тело, к которому было привязано сознание, ушло.
Even from day to day it's like that.
Это происходит даже в нашем обмене жизни.
What to speak of from lifetime to lifetime?
Что же говорить, когда человек меняется, когда он живет несколько жизней?
Completely forgotten.
The problem is always.
But here in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is explaining something to Arjuna, which they both experienced millions of years before.
Но здесь Бхагавад Гите, Господь Кришна объясняет Арджуне, что оно было испытано миллионы лет назад.
But Krishna remembers clearly.
Кришна помнит это очень ясно.
Arjuna has no idea that happened.
Но Арджуна не имеет даже идеи, что же происходило.
Yes. So, we change our body, therefore we forget.
Итак, мы меняем наше тело, поэтому мы забываем.
But Krishna does not change his body, therefore we never forget.
Но Кришна не имеет своего тела. Поэтому мы никогда ничего не забываем.
He never forgets even the smallest detail.
Он не забывает даже маленький
детали. Even something that happened millions of years ago in another creation.
Даже то, что случилось миллионы лет назад в другом творении.
So such types of capacities are inconceivable to people like us.
И такие подобные способности не достижимы для других людей.
But this is what makes Krishna so interesting.
Но это не как раз делает Кришна настолько интересно.
He is inconceivable and unlimited.
Он бесконечен и недостижим.
If he was just one of us with our limitations.
Если бы он был один из нас с нашими ограничениями.
Then, how could it be the perfection of life to know him?
Как это было возможно, чтобы познать его было совершенно
жизни? Yes. You know, can you imagine if we all had to fix our minds on you?
Может ли представить, что если мы все должны зафиксировать наш ум на вас?
Do you have to please all of us? Yes. Anyway, some people think that we're all God. But I don't think we would make very good gods. Yes. I think we're very lucky that I am not God. We would just sleep all day. So Krishna is such an unlimited person that even if we learn something new about him every day, but still we can go on eternally like that. And we will never know him fully. Actually, we'll just know a tiny little part of him. Therefore, the perfection of life is to come to know Krishna. In the Sutra Ratna, Yamunacharya says that if we take just one of Krishna's qualities. If we take one of the Brahmana's qualities and multiply it by a million, and then another million, and again and again multiply it by a million, and we carry on doing that for 100 years. Still, we will not cross over the limit of one of Krishna's
qualities.
So Krishna is such a unique person. We can focus our whole lives on getting to know Krishna. But still we won't know Krishna fully. Yes, so Krishna is very inconceivable and very wonderful person. If one renders service to him in devotion, then gradually he reveals himself to the devotee. Krishna is always self-manifest. We can never force him to appear. Only if he chooses to appear, then he will appear. Just like this one pastime of Lord Chaitanya's. You may know that pastime one traveling devotee came to stay at Jagannath Mishra's house. So it was late in the day, he wanted to cook a meal and offer it to his deity. So he cooked and put the food on the offering plate, put the plate in front of his deity of
Gopal.
Then he knelt down and prayed to the Lord, please accept my offering. He looked up and he saw there was a little Lord Chaitanya eating off the offering plate. With his right hand.
So with his right hand.
And with his left hand. And with the length of understanding, he just became more disturbed. This is blasphemy. So then, Jagannath Mishra, the father of Lord Chaitanya, he pacified the devotee and said, please cook again. Took Lord Chaitanya away and handed him over to some relative. Just look after him. So the devotee cooked again and put it on the offering plate. Put the plate in front of Gopal and really pray this time. Please accept my offering. I must have committed some offense so you didn't accept the other
offering.
But please accept
this
offering.
He
looked up.
There
was little Lord
Chaitanya.
Just eating. Oh, the poor devotee was so disturbed. Lord Chaitanya told him, look, you called for me. They took Lord Chaitanya to the other side of town. And locked him in the room.
Is that the real problem?
The room he cooked again by this time it was almost midnight. This time when he made the offering, he was crying. My Lord, I'm such an offender. I'm such a rascal. But I beg you, please accept this. He looked up and there was Lord Chaitanya. Having a great time. So the poor devotee just about had a heart attack. And Lord Chaitanya told him, look, you know, what's wrong with you? You keep calling me to eat. Then you ask me, what am I doing here eating?
И потом вы скажете, что это не было, когда я слушаю.
You're okay!
Yeah, I'm okay.
So the devotee was just bewildered.
И поэтому Богу
звонили. It was just far too much. And Lord Chaitanya manifested his form as Gopa.
И даже Lord Chaitanya проявил свою форму.
So then the devotee understood that it wasn't a big problem.
И тогда Lord Chaitanya понял, что это не было большое.
It was the mercy, special mercy. But because of me, my condition, I couldn't understand. So like this, Krishna can be very difficult to deal with.
The deal with the matter of Krishna, which is Lord in his question.
Today I was reading the 10th canto of the
Bhagavatam.
How Krishna disappeared from the
residents.
And the gopis were just so distressed. And they couldn't understand. Why did this happen? It was just so intense. Millions of times hotter, that fire of separation, than the fire which burns the whole universe at the time of devastation.
Чем огонь, который сжигает эту землю во время разрушения.
So they were wondering, everyone said, why is he doing this?
И они не понимали, почему Кришна так поступает.
So then he came back, and they were very happy.
И когда Кришна вернулся, они были счастливы.
But still, they were a little perplexed as to why.
И все же они были немножко удивлены, почему же Кришна так поступил.
So they asked Krishna, they said, some people reciprocate with other people equally.
И Кришна ответил им. Гопи, они спросили Кришна. Кришна, некоторые люди отвечают за личностью,
if you're nice to that person, he's nice to you. Some other people, second category, even if you're not nice to them, but still they'll be nice to you.
The world, really working for you,
And some people, whether you're nice to them, or not nice to them, they won't be nice to you. So they asked Krishna, can you explain this? In other words, they didn't want to ask Krishna, why were you not nice to us? You were not nice, now you're being nice. So what's going on? So then Krishna replied that I must deal with you like that just to bring your love for me to a higher level. So he was saying, actually, it's to your benefit. You develop more love for me, you become more ecstatic. And our loving relationship just increases unlimitedly.
In fact, I don't even understand the definition of sensation.
So therefore, Krishna says, even though it may appear like I was being
unkind,
actually, I was being kind.
This is the devotion, though.
And Krishna says, to my devotees, I am always kind. Even if it appears that I am not being kind, but actually I am being kind.
If that is the case, actually I am not being kind. This is the same that I am not being kind.
So like this, Krishna is sometimes quite inconceivable.
If I think of Krishna, I am not being kind.
But if we surrender to Krishna, we didn't try to serve Krishna.
No, yes, but that is not the Krishna, but that is the wisdom.
Krishna will always be merciful.
You shall see that with me.
And gradually, step by step, he will reveal himself more to us. So basically, it just depends on that surrender and that love for Krishna. On this basis, the devotee comes to know Krishna more and
more.
But if a person is not willing to surrender and serve them, even if they get close to Krishna, they just won't understand.
That is the only way Krishna is in Krishna. It's not the awesome.
Just like when Krishna entered Mathura. When Krishna entered Mathura, he met different types of people. There was one forest. So this man, he was taking a whole big basket full of beautiful flowers to King Kamsa. And Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys stopped him in the street.
And Krishna and Balaram, because of Shri Adi,
so just like little boys, they ask the man, what have you got there? And the florist, he said, these are flowers for the king.
He said, I need some flowers. I need to give
so Krishna looked at the flowers and said, oh, they look very nice. Can we have those flowers? So they were intended for King Kamsa.
I didn't even know that King Kamsa was a good answer.
But this forest, even though he didn't really know who is Krishna, who is Balaram.
He had a situation, that's what I said. He's not a formal Krishna, he told Balaram. But, kind of evil.
He was so moved by the transcendental beauty.
No, I'm not talking about
he made some beautiful gardens with those flowers. And he just gave them to Krishna and Balaram and the
cowherd
boy. And he just used up all the flowers. And Kamsa didn't get his
flowers.
So when the forest stood like that, then Krishna blessed
him.
That you will be happy for the rest of this life. And at the end of this life, you will go back home, back to God.
I can't believe that I am not.
So as Krishna was going around, he met a number of different people.
E da terra que me chamou, a cura seja a mesa de Deus.
He escuchar.
A seja a pergunta.
Kucha was like a hunchbacked old lady.
Kucha do lado da Rumi.
Até a outra, a Rumi, você sabe.
And she was carrying perfumes and scented oils, also the cancer.
E a Rumi do Rumi, a Rumi do lado da cancer.
So Krishna and Balaram stopped her on the street.
And Krishna
said, oh, beautiful young girl.
And Krishna said, oh, you got my mother.
And she didn't look like a beautiful
young girl. No, I'm doing you, you're a
deformed old lady.
Yeah.
So Kucha also, she just gave Krishna Balaram the other voice, all the perfumes and sandalwood paste and everything. Then Krishna stood on her toes. Put his two fingers under her chin. And just lifted her head. And her body went like snap. So, and she was instantaneously transformed into a beautiful young woman. So now these people, they didn't really know who Krishna was.
E disse que tinha muito Krishna.
But somehow they became attracted and ruined themselves.
Na parte de baixo, a gente foi riquíssimo e deu ele uma coisa também.
Then Krishna met another person.
E para o Krishna fez uma coisa.
Here Krishna comes as washerman.
On stage of
So Krishna stopped him on the street.
And Krishna said,
oh, what do you have?
Oh, I thought I was going
to have a clue. Oh, that was a nice
clue.
Wouldn't you like to give them to us cowboy boy? But this laundry man, his heart was too hard.
No,
so he became very arrogant. And he said, who do you boys think you
are?
He's a king's
cook.
Why don't you just go back to the forest where you belong?
If you want, what are the ways of Krishna?
So like this, he treated Krishna very unpleasant way.
And that one, Papa Krishna,
so Krishna do like that.
Yudhishthira.
Krishna slapped him in the face.
Yudhishthira, where are you from?
In South Africa, if someone slaps a person in the face, it is called giving a person a what happened.
Giving a person a what happened.
So Krishna gave him a what happened.
So Krishna had a mind to bring us one.
And the man is here to go off.
Now, so she had a mind to bring us one.
So that was the end of the Russian man.
Yeah, it was the end of the Russian man. But I'm not sure.
That's for them, yeah. So, Lord Chaitanya discusses this pastime. And it says that actually in his previous life that Russian man performed great austerity. Just so he could see God. Finally there in Mathura, he saw God. But because his heart was hard and he had no
bhakti,
when he saw God, he didn't understand. Krishna's inconceivable nature was too much for him. So he was bewildered and he offended
Krishna.
Yes, so Krishna, though, always is
self-manifest.
He only appears if he wants. Someone can only understand him if Krishna
wants.
Otherwise, Krishna just remains a complete mystery.
Chaitanya,
there's a nice description. That even Krishna disguises himself, the devotee can understand this is Krishna.
That is Krishna prepares and has practice there in order to his needs of the answer. Better than someone who might have Krishna.
But on the other hand, even if Krishna completely reveals himself and makes it obvious that he's God, but the non-devotee will not understand. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanat Goswami was talking with Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya would never admit that he was God. But Sanatana Goswami in this discussion wanted to trick Lord Chaitanya. Into admitting that he was God. So Sanatana Goswami was asking questions. So, is there an avatar in Kali Yuga?
Yes, there are avatars.
In fact,
yes, there are avatars.
Was it going to say, yes, yes, of course.
And so
I said, oh, I see. I heard he appears in golden form.
He has the sound of the Babylon, Yahoo, and he has the sound of the Babylon, and he has the sound of the
Babylon. That's all there is to That's the only one there. So evidence, even though Krishna showed openly that he's the Supreme Lord. But the demons couldn't understand it all. Yes, so Krishna, he's always inconceivable. But if we're in the service, then he'll reveal himself to us. Any comments or questions?
Comentarios, yes.
So, in this verse, it's saying that Krishna knows what's best in future. So, in the same time, there's a saying that there's a freedom of our choice, our freedom. So, how we can connect this two? Because, in one sense, God knows everything, and in another sense, we can make something.
You can do what we like.
No matter what we have, no matter what we have.
You can do anything. But Krishna knows what you're going to do.
Now Krishna is not sure what he's doing.
Yeah, that's okay. No problem for Krishna.
Now Krishna never makes it.
For Krishna, it's like it already happened.
Now Krishna is also Jesus. At the kind of way, it was
Jesus. We don't have the time, past, present, and future. But the human is not a past, present, and future.
We have to accept the temporary conversation of Buddhism, the temporary manner. But the Christian is not a conversation of Buddhism, on a different level.
Time is his energy.
A very exploration of energy.
Anyway, he knows. He knows. He will allow us to choose what we want to do.
Krishna can make us decide. Now we want to do it now. Still, it's not true. On the other hand,
but he knows the choice we are
making. Not only that, but what is it?
So, simple that Krishna.
And that was the question.
For us, very complicated.
No, that is the question for the
some people say that if he knows, that means we don't have free will?
Yes.
But just because he knows what you're going to do, doesn't mean he's making you do it.
Но просто тот факт, что он знает, что он будет делать, не значит, что он заставляет вас это делать.
Knowing about it and causing it to happen, these are two different things.
Знать о чем-то и быть причиной чего-то, это разные вещи.
So just that he knows doesn't mean that he's making it happen.
Так я вам что он знает, что что-то случится, не знает, что он является причиной того, что случится.
Just like Prabhupada gives the example, you may see some people driving their car towards a cliff.
Например, Прабхупада может видеть, что кто-то ведет машину или
so, you can see, we know that it's going to go over there. Doesn't mean that you cause it to happen.
And in fact,
so knowing about something and making it happen are two separate types of things.
Так мы можем знать, что что-то происходит в причине, это немножко разные вещи.
So sometimes it's said that our future's destiny is fixed, but at the same time it's said that we can change it. So that's which one very often we're going to change it and what we're going to
take. Please answer that.
Yeah, well, yeah, on the material level, when your calendar is fixed, you can't change it.
Но мы не можем правильно
зафиксировано,
не другое
изменить. Но
тогда ваш карма изменится.
Кришна will take your
karma. Кришна ваш карма.
Yeah. And then Krishna will give you little bits and pieces from time to time.
И Кришна будет вам давать кусочками, время от времени, карму.
It becomes his property. So he sees you're being a little bit of nonsense. You're getting a little deviated. And Krishna thinks, okay, let me bring her, stimulate her to come back to the proper
path.
So he takes a little bit of your karma.
But I'm very much about your karma.
And he has.
Yeah, but I
know. He throws at you. And then you realize, wow!
I know what you're saying.
Wow!
Sure, so
I've got to get myself together. So like this, Krishna takes our karma when we become devotees. And uses it to help us to progress in Krishna consciousness. And even we get some of those reactions from our previous
activities.
It's all reduced tremendously.
Yes.
One time when Prabhupada took the first devotees to India.
No,
Уменьшает
рамок.